Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Steve Geller. Cullen Steele also with us, helping everything roll. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have on with us Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Before we get into some LSU football talk, maybe kind of break it down. Today, it was official, the number one ranked women's basketball recruiting class. And, Kim Mulkey, 4 5-star recruits. Blake, that's never happened.
You know, Mike, it's like when I play the video game and I go on a recruiting bender, you know what I mean? Unrealistic until it becomes realistic,
that's
you know?
That's it.
Fantastic. Mike, I mean, look, she said that when she got here, I'll never forget her introductory press conference. She said, well, I'm going to recruit the best, and we're going to be the best. And I just kept thinking about that every time she lands. These 5 stars, and Mike, she's not stopping. You know, she's already trending to potentially have a top 3 class in next year's cycle, too. So her and Gary and the staff are really rolling.
Blake, when you look at recruiting for LSU football-wise, we know the big man, the defensive lineman, that they're after. Is there another name or two we should keep our eye on that possibly could get signed in December for that 2025 class?
Yeah, Mike, I think Solomon Thomas, the big offensive lineman, is somebody that people need to get very familiar with very quickly. You know, he had committed to Florida State in the beginning of the football season over LSU, when now with Florida State's, you know, mishaps, and Alex Atkins, his offensive coordinator and position coach, also being let go. Mike, I firmly believe that LSU is going to be, I don't want to say it's the top right now, Mike, but if I were a betting man, I'd put some money on that LSU is going to be leading this one going into the month of December. Miami's still going to get in there, but as of right now, Solomon Thomas, who is a top 50 player in the country at guard, is going to be another guy that we need to keep our eyes on. And then, Mike, just some of these senior evals in the state of Louisiana, I'm interested to see what they pull out here late in the process. You know, they're going to continue to do that, especially at safety. I would look out for that a little bit to see what they do in state. But if there's a big name that I'm looking for, and especially, Mike, not being able to run in the interior of your offensive line right now, I think Solomon Thomas has got to be the number one player we got to keep our eyes on.
This week feels different, Blake, when LSU plays Florida. Man, this at one time was a huge game for LSU, and Florida became a heated rival because of how the games sort of ended and then all the controversy with the hurricane and everything else. So I look at it a little different. It is a must-win for LSU. Come on, you can't let Florida beat you this week. But one of the things I see different with Florida, when I looked at yearly rivalries that have produced the most NFL players over the last 11 years, LSU-Alabama's one, number one, 179. Ohio State-Michigan, 154. Alabama-Auburn is 3, 147. You know what's fourth? LSU-Florida with 141.
Wow.
So think of that in the yearly rivalry games. They are fourth in producing the most players to the NFL. But look at a drop-off we have started to see over the last 3 years. They had three draft choices in 2022. They did have six in 2023. Last year, one. Look at that roster and tell me how many they're going to have in 2025. Maybe one. Maybe another one.
Maybe. I mean, Mike, I can't think of anybody on film right now that I would – I'm trying to, you know, Mike, the problem is I'm trying to think of one, and then now I can't think of one after all the film I've watched on them this week. I can't really think of one. Maybe the Mizell kid at receiver, maybe. I mean,
and
Mike,
he's
and I'm
a
being
maybe.
Pretty generous.
And he's a maybe.
Yeah.
He's a maybe.
Right, and I'm being very right.
And maybe
so you're
one,
right. No, I don't think there is any.
And maybe if one of the junior linemen come out, there's one there that I think we'll think about it. But – man, Blake, the drop-off in talent in the recruiting part, and some of that certainly, listen, it falls at the feet of Billy Napier and certainly the guy before him who didn't do any recruiting in Dan Mullen. I mean, he basically didn't. And now you're starting to see the after effects of that. Other than run the football pretty well, I don't think Florida does anything well on offense or defense.
I'll tell you this, though. That ball kid, the running back, 13,
yeah, he's
that kid is a bull, man. He's a bull in a china shop. I mean, look, I know LSU's had some I don't want to say luck, but they've had some good games when teams have just tried to line up and run the ball on them. This ball kid's different, though, Mike. I mean, this kid can get to the outside and be physical. He can run in between the tackles. I'm going to be a little honest with you. Because of all the eye candy that Florida's going to show you this week, and with the jet motions and sweeps, my dead kid can go downhill quickly. And over four quarters with him and John, not Johnson, the other kid, but with him and the other one, they're going to lean on you a little bit. But that kid, who's a freshman, by the way, Mike, he'll lean on you now. So I don't, you know, they've been physical in the running game. But, Mike, here's the thing, though. They can't stop the run to save their lives either. So they can run it a little bit. And Mike, I know we have troubles running the football, but Mike, I'm gonna bust a gasket if we can't run the football a little bit this week. But they got some dudes up there up front that can run the football, though.
Yeah, they that's the one thing they can do well. Other thing too, man, watch them in coverage. Oh my God, they give you all kind of room. Man, LSU should throw a lot of underneath stuff because that is gonna be open for the Tigers. When you look at this game, most likely DJ Lagway is going to play. I know he's been dealing with a hamstring injury. He was one of the top recruits in the country. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Texas, Mr. Texas coming out. He's been thrown into the position to be the starter because of the injury to Graham Mertz. I don't think you could say he's necessarily a runner. He stays in the pocket a lot. I think he runs out of there when he got pressure, but he's not necessarily what I would consider a runner at quarterback.
He is not, and you know, he's got that bazooka of an arm. You know, we saw that against Georgia when he hit, you know, Georgia had the interception, then he hit Mizell on the post for a touchdown. He's going to stay in there. He's going to want to throw the ball. And, Mike, you know, this week with that hamstring, I mean, even if he did want to run, how likely is it that he's going to want to, or even if they want him to run the ball? But, Mike, something that's interesting this week, Billy Napier, you know, was asked about them going to Wildcat last week at the end of the game. And, Mike, I'm not saying that, you know, Florida's going to do that a lot against LSU, but they had success last week a little bit against Texas. And I'm wondering with DJ's health status, you know, how much do they try that early because you've had those issues? I don't know. But in reference to DJ, you're right. He's going to force the ball down the field, and he's going to throw some deep shots. And you got to be ready. You can't let anybody get behind you. And, look, they got some speed at receiver. I just don't – you know, he's just not the guy who's been beating you. His style is not the style that's been beating you the last couple of weeks.
No, not at all. And boy, that wide receivers, I'm watching them. They don't run good routes. Okay, a 10-yard route, they run 13. And sometimes the 10-yard route is at 7. My thing is, man, no wonder you can't complete a pass. You know, you either throwing it over their head or it bounces in front of them.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve?
Blake, just wondering your opinion here. You mentioned the LSU run game. Has it been an issue with the talent? Is the offensive line a problem, or is it just a lack of commitment to sticking with this run game?
I think a little bit of both, Steve, but there is a problem in the interior. You know, I'm not to call out players, but I think definitely in the very center part of it, pun intended, you know, you've had some issues. You know, when you look at DJ, I just don't know if, you know, not being a center in his entire career and then going into it now has worked for him necessarily. But, I mean, they've had a massive issue in the interior. The thing for me, though, about the running game is I know we've had issues. You face a really stout defensive lines. The problem that I have is that you're 130th in the country in run attempts. So adjusted EPA per play per run, LSU is 29th in the country in rushing yards. So what does that mean? In the last 5 weeks, they have actually, if you adjust their run calls versus everybody else's, they're 29th. So that's with continuing to run outside zone with Caden Durham. I got to be honest, I don't know why I feel like they think that, like, they're pressing so much to, like, either extend a game against A&M, or they're trying to run the football when they're down and they only get like 2 yards and they panic and not run against Bama. But again, like, there's something to be said. I mean, guys, if I would have told you this time last week that LSU would have 20 carries for 5.4 yards per carry and go over 100 or right at 100 yards rushing, we would have taken that. But the simple nature that they don't stay with it in some instances, I think, is a little bit head-scratching to me. And then here's the thing, too. I don't understand why. So you get down in the red zone in the beginning of the game, and then you run the ball into the interior twice where you've had issues instead of attacking the perimeter with two really good tackles, better than anything that you have in the interior. So I think it's a little bit – I do think the interior has kind of gotten a little out physical, you know, in these situations. But, you know, the thing that I will continue to go by this week, or just any week, guys, you're running the ball for 4.5 yards a carry more on the outside than you are on the inside. So you are having success. All of Caden Durham's runs, 5 yards plus, have not come in between the tackles. They have come outside the tackles. Well, a running back with speed needs to get outside and use his speed. So, Steve, I think it's a little bit of both, but when you turn on that All-22 copy from last week and you see DJ Chester, it's not a pretty film.
Right. No, it's not. He looks lost on exactly who he's got to block and when. Almost hear it clicking in his head. He's thinking too much, and he's confusing himself on that part.
Well, Mike, and not to defend him on some of these things, Brian Kelly was asked this 2 weeks ago, and he didn't go into too much depth, and I wish he would have, because someone asked him about Garrett changing things with 8 seconds left on the clock. Okay, I'm not trying to give anybody an excuse, but at the same time, like, somebody put the stat out there on Twitter, I don't even know what it is anymore, but they had checked like 40% at the line, 10 seconds or less, meaning Garrett, on some type of protection, where DJ's trying to scramble. They ain't got nothing to do with you being bullied in the running game, but there does come a part where, okay, if I go to the line and check something, I mean, how quickly is he able to process? Not necessarily does he know what to do, but, Mike, I think you're right. He's thinking way too much. But when he does know, Mike, let me give an example. The Caden Durham outside run, okay, in the beginning drive, he had a pancake. Right? Like, I mean, it's on film. You saw him. I mean, he dominated. But, Mike, every time that there's something, when they go to the line and he's got to adjust, he has massive issues. And, I mean, I guess it's just being a young player, but, I mean, Mike, the plays where you line up and you run, he has success. It's when you're getting into something a little bit more complicated that he's not having those issues. I would say even the A&M game, too, they ran counter behind him. He goes the opposite direction. Well, that was a check. Running back moves to the other side. They check it. They go the other way. And he doesn't have success there either.
One of the things, Blake, they didn't take advantage last week, and it was a total breakdown across the board. But Alabama has given up big plays in the passing game to everyone. Everybody right. Tested and beat their secondary. Now, that game got out of hand real, real quick. How much you think with Corey Raymond, who was on that staff the last 2 years and knows that secondary and knows some of the players on defense will aid LSU?
Oh, yeah. Mike, it's what you're paying him $500,000 a year
right.
To do. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but, I mean, you know this and I know this with the coaching turnover. I'm sure there's going to be call changes and, you know, with the helmet and comms, I'm sure it's different. But at the same time, you know that he knows. And, Mike, you're right. And even if Corey wasn't on the staff, okay, the Ron Roberts special, okay, in reference to their defense, is they're going to play off coverage. Mike, in a playoff
always.
Game, I mean, he always does it. I mean, the biggest argument, you can ask Pete Golding this, the biggest argument that they had at Southeastern was not playing bump and run man-to-man coverage. That was their biggest argument. And Dave did it too, meaning Aranda, who he was under him too. But I think that definitely Corey knows the more personal parts of this DB run that you got to attack. And, Mike, they are dead last in the SEC in tackling, by the way, at corner. They're not that great at safety either. So, I mean, you got two big-bodied wide receivers. You got to get the ball to them. If they're that bad tackling outside at that perimeter, you got to get it to them quickly.
That's one thing from Saturday's game, to not take advantage of testing early and often the cornerbacks for Alabama. Because then you guys, they don't have a lot of depth. They knew at safety, too. And everybody had success, but you didn't have it. And, again, the game got out of hand. You couldn't stop Milroe, and that's kind of the storyline with it. But, man, you're not playing Milroe this week. That guy's going to stay pretty much in the pocket. You know he's not going to run away, but you got to stop the run, first and foremost.
No doubt. Mike, I mean, the stat that we've used all week has been in the seven – losses that Brian Kelly has had in the SEC, teams have had 275.14 rushing yards on them. That's not just a running quarterback issue either.
No, it's not.
Because last year, Ole Miss came in here and busted one off on you. Rocket Sanders had a 65-yard run on you. Okay, and then Ulysses S. Bentley, the law firm, okay, of Ulysses S. Bentley III, okay, literally had one from 50 yards at midfield. Mike, it hasn't spare me on the it's the running quarterback. No, they're out of gaps. They're out of assignment. They're out of leverage.
Yep.
And so those are the reasons why they continue to get beat there. Mike, I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't think we're going to lose to Florida. But at the same time, if you continue to allow team, I feel like every time – here's how I say it. Every time a team out-physicals us and is more physical, we have a problem. And that's the game that Florida wants to play.
I agree with you. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights, and I appreciate your time, buddy.
No problem. Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Cheers, Blake.
Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network, covering the LSU Tiger scene.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.